Equity investment now demystified. Financial planning made easy with the Oracle.
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to this midweek's episode of your Wealth Class on radio. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. Today on this program, I'm going to be looking at what I call the temperament of investors that can actually average down, or you want to say quality or character or characteristics of investors that can actually do averaging down in stocks. So what is averaging down? Averaging down is when the stock market is down as it is, the common grammar you get to hear from every Tom, Dick, and Harry is that this is the best time to buy simply because prices are generally down. Of course, they are right, but the truth is, what are you going to be buying? For example, if you move to a car shop where vehicles have been sold, are all the vehicles sold at the same prices? No, they're sold at different prices. And what is it that determines the different prices? It's the quality, what you're buying. For example, I tell you this, a car that is supposed to be selling for about 2 million naira, if somebody is offering you at 500,000 naira or 250,000 naira, shouldn't you be bothered? Would you just get to the car lot and begin to buy anything that is offered to you at a discount? The answer is no. You want to know if the engine is working. You want to know if the electrical parts are functioning well. You want to know whether the gear is working. You want to know if the transmission is working. Otherwise, you go to get a jalopy that might probably have been painted and it will be looking very cool. And then at the end, you will end up spending a fortune on such a vehicle. So you don't just go to the car lot and buy whatever you see or whatever that is offered to you simply because it has been offered cheap. So when everybody keeps saying, and I keep seeing this, reading it, hearing it, this is the best of opportunity, and everybody keeps saying, this is the best time to average down. But unfortunately, nobody, and I say nobody except on this platform, has endeavored to explain in details averaging down, the qualities you must possess before you can begin to say you want to average down, and how to really know the kind of stocks in which you can average down. This is the best platform that gives you such details. So we're going to be looking at that basically today. But we look at the market. Again, because there are no information that the market can feed on. So yesterday again, profit taking pulled down the prices of equities on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange. Looking around, a few of the information sent to the market, there are such that cannot move anything. For example, Medview Airline reporting a publication on suspension of operation UACN and increasing its stakes in MDS Logistics Limited, and then Zenith Bank, and that was even sometimes back. Those were the two information that got to the market yesterday, the one on UACN and the one on Medview. There's no information here so much that could make anybody want to invest substantially in stocks. And this also, like I did say yesterday, suggests that the positive information that hit the market, the appointment of the ministers, and also the attachment of portfolios for them, and their swearing in, and they have all resumed in their various offices, and we've seen a lot of information, we had a lot of news about them. The market, as we speak now, has absorbed it, and then it has percolated through the system. The system has profited from it, and the impact is down. It's never going to affect it anymore, except fresh news now begins to hit the market. That is just the general characteristics of the stock market, just like you being invited for a dinner and then sumptuous meal presented before you, and you take the time to eat and then you enjoyed the meal. What happens thereafter? You go to the toilet. When you go to the toilet and then you are back, you are hungry again, you need to eat, right? Some other food. That is the way the stock market works. The fact that you are invited and you have taken some drinks, you go to the toilet, you wee, and thereafter you'll be thirsty again, you will need to drink more water or some other things. So basically, yesterday the Ultra Index of the Nigerian Stock Exchange was down 0.32%, which is not too bad in this kind of market if you ask me. And then volume was up 16.04%, and value increased lightly. I can see 4.5 billion naira from 2.3 billion naira the previous day, but the value came from MTN. In MTN alone, I could see 2.3 billion naira stake in that company stock for yesterday. Guarantee, I could see 692 million units. Okay, so and looking at those equities on the losers chart, they were the major, aside from the fact that I could not see maybe Nestle, but Dangote Cement was on the losers chart, right? And it got 1.20%. So it would have been more, that is the decline in the Ultra Index of the Nigerian Stock Exchange would have been more, but for the fact that MTN was on the gainers chart, gaining 1.49%. So that weighed down the negative impact of the loss of 1.20% in Dangote Cement. I can see the big elephant losing 1.98%. UBA, we are still expecting the audited second quarter report. It lost 1.67%. Maybe we are just saying that at least this result that we are expecting to come and it keeps delaying. What are we waiting for? Let us take profit and move. Then I can also see Seplat. Seplat, for how many days running now, has been on the losers chart, right? So people still continue to take profit in the market. And for yesterday, Access was on the rise, though marginally. Wema Bank was up, CCNN was up, Zenith was up, 40 Oil, the angel that keep troubling, that used to trouble the water, is no longer there. And so 40 Oil for yesterday was up marginally. It's been down for quite a number of trading sessions. Then Nestle was up marginally, 0.65%. That was the market. The possibility today is that the market will remain weak. From what I can see, though, one or two indicators are showing that the possibilities that the market may just flatten out. You know, we have today, tomorrow, and Friday, and the month shall be over. Quality of investors that can actually average down. For you to average down successfully, what are the qualities you must possess? Number one is patience. Patience is not just a spiritual virtue, but also that which an investor will need to learn so as to be able to execute averaging down as an investment strategy. This is necessary because volatility in the Nigerian market is not that sharp. When I mean volatility, the rate at which stock prices go up and then they also come down. The rate here is very slow, as against what obtains in the global market, in some other stock markets across the globe, particularly in UK and America. So it takes time for stocks to move from one point to the other in Nigeria in a very, very geometric manner. So when we meet on September 21st, right, I've not had workshop for a long, long time. September 21st is a Saturday. Block it on your calendar. These are the things I will be teaching much more in details. I will be doing Forex, and we will also be doing other forms of what I call multiple streams of income. Call 0803-224-7233. 0803-224-7233 for details. Friday this week also, I will be spending time with Aruna to respond to your questions. So if you have any question that you want us to respond to, please call that same number, 0803-224-7233. Number two, quality you must possess. Now, averaging down is nothing more than taking higher risk than previously taken. So if you are risk averse, don't attempt averaging down, because if you go and average down and the market still continues to move against you, high blood pressure beckons. So the oracle has spoken. Don't let them push you. Go and average down. You bought a stock before at 15 naira. It came to 10 naira. You have not sold. They are telling you to go and buy again. That the stock is now 5 naira. You stand to make a lot. You need to know yourself. If you are risk averse, the oracle is saying, don't attempt average down. No. How do I mean? You bought a stock for say 15 naira in 2008 with the hope of selling at perhaps 100 naira. Fast forward today, the stock is selling at 9 naira per share. Buying more of that same stock after the loss so far recorded will take a lion-hearted fellow and not a jellyfish-minded investor. Please hear me well. If you cannot average down, why not just sell the stock? Take your losses and move on. That you will have peace of mind. You might also decide to retain the stock forever. The oracle has spoken. Let me hang the discussion on averaging down on this platform. And then when we meet, by the grace of God, like I said earlier, on 21st of September, I will be doing a more elaborate presentation on this. But by the grace of God, on this platform, either from tomorrow or the entire of next week, I will be telling you what signs that you must of necessity see before you can say this market is recovering. For example, when the market moved 3 days consistently up last week in response to positive information, wow, there was joy all over the places, and then it was expected that that will continue. And that was why I specifically asked Aaron, are you sure this is not a bubble trap? Why? And a market that is not ripe for recovery will not recover. And so, by the grace of God, if not tomorrow, for the entire of next week, I'll be telling you the 30 signs you must see to know assuredly that this market is really, really recovering, not the 1 or 2 days gain that we see. And by the grace of God, also we'll be looking at stocks that are worth your consideration at their current prices. I want to say very thank you to you for staying tuned. I hope and I know very well you've been imparted. If only you follow all these lectures. You don't get it better anywhere. Until tomorrow morning when I shall be coming your way again, I remain your sincerely with Christian accommodation and preservation. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day.